Ali strode forward and peered at him. "So tell me, old friend, does it help?"
"Don't, Ali,"
Felix warned and took a step back. "I don't think it does."
"Ali,
you couldn't even say golden just now."
"Stop it."
"So I don't believe you dare think of the rest of it."
"Stop."
"Or of her." And Felix hit him. It was not a deadly blow. It was not even hard. This was Ali, after all. But Suki came running anyway, drawing his longsword. The blade glowed with the rich dullness of plasteel. Felix shoved Ali back and eagerly faced the charging guard.
"Who's the clown?"
he called as belligerently as he could. Ali threw up a golden arm. "Suki, hold!" The guard skidded to a halt.
"But my lord!"
"I am unhurt," assured his master calmly. "Leave us."
"You tell him, Ali,"
snarled Felix, spoiling. Suki whirled to face him again.
"You dare to speak that way?"
Felix pointed a blunt black finger.
"You won't believe how quickly I'll kill you,"
he said flatly. Suki raised the sword.
"Hold, Suki,"
commanded Ali. "Put that away." Suki stared helplessly at him. He obeyed reluctantly.
"Lord, how can you let him behave so?"
Ali patted his armored shoulder.
"Suki, a guardian archon behaves as he will."
"Don't call me that,"
Felix snapped angrily.
"It is what you are," replied Ali firmly.
Suki had dropped to his knees before Felix.
"My lord archon, please forgive me. I didn't know."
Felix stared at him.
"Ah, shit. Just go away."
Suki did not move.
"I said go."
"You know he can't do that now, Felix."
Felix groaned. Ali was right. He did know that.
"You can do it, though. You tell him, Ali."
"And shame him further."
"Damn you, Ali,"
he snapped. He hesitated, then stood over the kneeling samurai. He looked at Ali.
"I don't remember what to say."
"Oh, come now, Felix," Ali snorted disgustedly.
"I don't,"
insisted Felix. Ali peered at him. "Truly?" Felix shook his head.
"I don't remember,"